Liverpool Football Club has said it's devastated by the death of Diogo Jota, who has been killed in a car crash in northwestern Spain. The forward was part of Liverpool's Premier League winning side and had played almost 50 times for Portugal. He was 28, recently married and the father of three young children. His brother, André Silva, was also killed. Let's go first of all this afternoon to Spain and to The Guardian journalist Stephen Bergen. Stephen, thanks very much for talking to us. At this stage, how much is known about what happened last night?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, what we know is that the accident happened shortly after midnight last night. Near Zamora in northwestern Spain. The police think that the car, a Lamborghini, got a puncture while overtaking, and it flipped over and crashed into the barrier and burst into flames. I've seen pictures, there's almost nothing recognizable left of the car. And Diogo Jota and his younger brother, André Silva, both died in the crash. There's no other speculation about the cause, and at the moment we don't know where they were coming from or where they were going. Those of you.
Mm-hmm. There are so many tragic aspects to this, and one of them, perhaps chief among them, is the fact that he was married just last month.
Well, yes, he married the woman that they met in high school. They started going out in 2013 when they were in their teens and before he'd even turned professional. And in the meantime, have had three children. And so they obviously decided to tie the knot after all this time. And yes, it's absolutely tragic for her and the children and of course, for the parents of both Diego and André.
Tell us about his football career, because he was a huge favourite at Anfield.
Yeah, well, he started in his hometown of Porto, as did André, who played for Penafiel, which is a second division Portuguese team. And I think he sort of rose to fame when a few years ago, he signed for Wolverhampton Wanderers, a team that was managed by a Portuguese manager and had a very large contingent of Portuguese players, and were very successful. And he was obviously spotted by Liverpool. And he had briefly played for Atletico Madrid here in Spain, and he was spotted by Liverpool and recruited. And he was a big favourite, although he wasn't often the starting player because he had to compete against players such as Mo Salah and Sadio Mane. But he was always someone who came off the bench and often seemed to change the game.
All right. Well, Stephen, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme this afternoon. Well, the tributes are continuing to grow outside Anfield as fans leave flowers and scarves. BBC Northwest of England reporter Mairead Smith is at Anfield and we'll talk to her shortly. First of all, though, here's a tribute from the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer.
This is devastating news and I'm sure I speak for everyone in saying our first thoughts are going to be with his family and his friends in particular. But there are millions of Liverpool fans, but also football fans and non-fans who will also be shocked by this. I think Liverpool Football Club have just put a statement out, as I understand it, but it is devastating and it is really important that we bear in mind just how difficult a period this will be for his friends and for his family.
Chloe Bloxham from the Liverpool fan channel The Red Men gave her reaction to the news to the BBC.
Gutted, obviously for the connection that we had with Diogo in terms of a footballing sense, but also just for a young lad who, you know, was just starting a new pathway in life, who'd just gotten married and was excited for the future of what that would hold for him. And I'm just devastated about the fact that we've lost two young lads there who had so much life ahead of them and sadly that has been taken from them so early.
Let's go to Anfield and BBC Northwest of England reporter Mairead Smith. Mairead, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Can you describe what's been happening there?
Well, Rachel, I've been here for quite a few hours now and watching fans coming in shock and disbelief to leave flowers in memory of one of their favourite players. There's a shirt with the number 20 for Jota on the ground, surrounded by flowers and scarves from other clubs as well. Everton Football Club, Manchester United, even a shirt from Rangers Football Club I noticed earlier as well. So this is something that has hit people in this city hard, because this is a club that should still be on a high for winning the Premier League trophy. And today, it's an absolute tragedy. In the last hour, the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, has laid a wreath on behalf of the government. You played that clip there from Sir Keir Starmer, who talked about this devastating loss. And in the city of Liverpool, the mayor, Steve Rotherham, has spoken about just how important Diogo Jota was in that sort of civic pride, really. You know, he was part of that team that won the league, and when the Liverpool Football Club is doing well, the city does well, because people, loads of course, come over from Ireland to watch the teams, watch them play. And today it's just such sadness. And I was also thinking as well, children are still in school over here. And when my little boy gets out of school, there'll be a lot of sadness among him and his friends as they hear this tragic news at the death of one of their favourite players.
I was struck listening to people over the past couple of hours at the level of affection that there was and is in Liverpool for Diogo Jota.
He got stuck in right from the start, and he arrived here in 2020 when Liverpool last won the league. And I'm sure I don't need to remind you that that was behind closed doors. It was during COVID, the worst of times for the football club and for a young player like him to join the team. So, you know, in some senses, it might have been hard for him to gel, to get a real sense of what the supporters mean to this club, because they really do carry the team on. And he had a song really, really early. I think there's still some players who don't have a song. Diogo Jota had one, you know, pretty much straight away. He wears that number 20, and he's better than Figo, don't you know, is what they sung about Diogo Jota. But there's been no singing here today, just extreme sadness and tears as fans try to come to terms with what has happened.
Mairead, thanks once again for talking to us this afternoon. Mairead Smith there of the BBC at Anfield.